Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The Brain Massage Show is ready to go. Get ready. Your brain is about to get a massage.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur and spokesperson for God, lighting the lanterns in the church belfry arch that signal the movements of the enemy who would steal from us our liberty. Obama bows to the Emperor of Japan. This, we are told, is in order to show how humble he is on behalf of America, of course, and he is laboring to present a new face for America to the world, one that is not arrogant, but that is humble and diffident. Oh, my friends, listen closely today, please. So much of a show was made of this bow to Japan, and so much was said and done to deny that he bowed to the Saudi king. One wonders, what is this all about? I hope his handlers didn't convince him. They might neutralize the criticism he has received for the Saudi bow by adding a Japan bow. Oh, I know. He really likes offending Britain. Perhaps this was done, and so much show of it was stirred up in the media, in order to twist the knife he lodged in the heart of our friends in Britain by his arrogant dismissal of British protocols when he visited the Queen and Prime Minister there. Now, isn't this interesting? He totally arrogantly snubs English protocols, you know, for meeting royalty and state dignitaries in Britain, but then obsequiously, like some whipped puppy, goes bowing and scraping all over the world to others whose claim to royalty, well, is certainly no less legitimate than Britain's. How does he explain this clear break from American tradition not to bow to kings and royalty and so on? Well, he was honoring the protocols of Japanese culture. Okay. So does that mean he was purposely offending the protocols of British culture? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I think it does. He despises Britain because of Winston Churchill's action in Kenya back in 1952, remember? I did a show on this back when we got word that one of Obama's first actions, as president alleged, where's your birth certificate, sir, was to ship a bust of Winston Churchill back to Britain. Remember Papa Mau Mau, the Mau Mau Rebellion in Kenya, what, late 40s, early 50s, some mid-40s maybe? Obama's grandfather was believed to have participated in the rebellion and was allegedly tortured by the British while he was detained for 2 years during that action to quell the rebellion. And that action was ordered by Churchill. So, you see, Obama is that kind of guy, you know, the kind that would carry a grudge against the grandchildren and even the great-grandchildren of a people, and even an entire nation, whose ancestors did something he considers offensive. And, by the way, he doesn't require any real proof beyond the rumors of his family in Kenya. In other words, family feuds are carried forward by Obama. It's just the kind of guy he is. If you identify with a people whose ancestry, like some 100 years or more ago, had something done to them and to their families and so on that he disapproves of, well, you just wait. If he gets the opportunity someday to make you pay, he'll remember. He's very pagan in this way, you know. Because the Christian principle is that the children are not held to account for the sins of their fathers. You'll find that in Ezekiel 18:20. Oh, and I forgot to do a Bible thump alert. I hope you're okay. Something Obama did not pick up on, I guess, in his 20 years under the preaching of his Christian pastor, Jeremiah Wright. I guess that pastor somehow missed that part of the Bible. Oh, well, that's not the only part he missed. Allah's religion is very much about revenge. It's about vindication, not justice, not equity. Vengeance, man, it's about vengeance. Of course, the Christian principle is, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. That's Rome. Oh, I did it again. The Bible thump alert. Hope you're okay. Romans 12, 19. In other words, we leave the vengeance thing to God, but not Allah. You see, Allah is a grudge master. Oh, yeah, Ishmael is ticked off that Isaac got daddy's tents nearly, what, 4,000 years ago. You get that, don't you? Okay, I understand. If you grew up in a godless secular home, went to a godless secular school, and have filled your mind with godless secular movies all your life, Well, you're ignorant of the biblical narrative that provides the correct historical context in which we understand what is going on in the Middle East. All right, let's fix that. I'm sure you've heard of Abraham. Well, that's good. Well, God told Abraham that he was going to give to him a chunk of real estate that, well, is just amazing. And you can read about it in Genesis 15. And what many people don't know is that originally God defined that real estate grant as including all of the land from the river of Egypt, which is the Nile, all the way over to the river Euphrates, and then all that in between, all the way up from Ethiopia to Turkey. I mean, to try to give you some scope of this, you would start in Ethiopia, where the Nile begins, run up the Nile to the Mediterranean Sea, right along the coast, up to the very top there where you go into Turkey and all that, then cut across east to the Euphrates, follow that south easterly all the way down to the Persian Gulf, and then cut back around to Ethiopia at the Nile. Good. That's a huge amount of real estate. We're talking all of Saudi Arabia, Yemen, all of Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, all of that, and Canaan, of course. That whole in the Sinai Peninsula, that whole area was granted to Abraham's seed. Now, however, as you know, Abraham and Sarah were barren. Sarah wanted Abraham to take one of Sarah's handmaids, Hagar, and by her to produce a baby and an heir for Abraham. Well, he followed the advice of his wife and produced a son from Hagar, whose name was called Ishmael, or as in the Quran, Ismael. This was not according to God's plan for Abraham, and God made it clear. His promise was to go with the child born from his wife, Sarah. You see, God is not into polyamory. But anyway, later Sarah did have a child, and this child was named Isaac. And God rejected Abraham's request to take Ishmael as his legitimate heir of God's promise to Abraham. And Abraham was told instead to send Hagar and Ishmael away from his tents, and he obeyed. And so the seed of bitterness was planted in Ishmael. Now, however, lest you feel God was unfair to Ishmael, listen close here. When God gave this instruction to Abraham, many people don't pay attention. At this time, he reduced the land grant to Abraham's seed through Sarah very significantly. Now, God says he will only get Canaan, and he never mentions the former boundary definitions that he did in Genesis 15. And Israel understood from that time on that her divine right was limited to Canaan. Guess who got the rest? Oh, yes. Ishmael. Think about it. God settled on Ishmael the lion's share of the land promised to Abraham. Hagar got most of Abraham's promised land. Hagar finally triumphed over Sarah. I mean, God did not forget Hagar or Ishmael, but no, that's not good enough for these Ishmaelites, who are the Arabs, by the way. Mad, just as God predicted, a wild man with his hand against his neighbors and then against one another. The only thing that unites these people seems to be a common hatred for the Jews and the great Satan America. Jews must die. No land for the Jews. I mean, don't these people understand that Ishmael and Isaac are like half-brothers? And anyway, this is Obama-style foreign policy and politics. It's all about getting even. It's about getting even between the classes. It's all about getting even. It's all about anger at history. Obama is angry at history, and so look out. He's coming for revenge. Vindication, vengeance. All right, so because Britain sent in the troops to stop the murderers of the Mau Mau Rebellion, and Obama's papa was sympathetic to the Mau Mau and allegedly participated in acts of rebellion and was held for 2 years until that rebellion was quelled. Subsequently, he was tried and then released. And everybody knows that the Brits have historically tortured everybody. You know, of course, Hitler did not kill any Jews. No gas chambers or acid showers. That was all made up by Jews to gain sympathy from the world in order to impose on the Arabs the idea that those poor, pitiful Jews need a homeland, too. So anyway, the family legends of Brits torturing Obama's Papa Mau Mau are, well, of course, believed. But suppose for the moment that they're true. All of these years later, Obama would carry the grudge of his father's. Oh, wait. I thought that was the dreams of his father. He bows and scrapes and bobs his head like a Japanese rickshaw coolie trying to sell you a ride through Shanghai. I mean, in order to honor the Japanese traditions, but he snubs our allies, the Brits, scorning the diplomatic protocols of Britain. Now, this is weird. And I saw the clip. The man was nodding his noodle to the emperor and empress like a head-bobbing pigeon. It is embarrassing. And it brings up the question of what it means to be humble, and what is the significance of what Obama is doing there? Does someone have to accept being humiliated in order to demonstrate humility? What is humility? And since when do Americans bow to kings and emperors? First, Obama is anything except humble. Can you imagine? He's touted as the humble realist. Really? What do these people mean by humble? Well, I guess it depends on what side of Obama you happen to be standing. If you are on his Muslim side, I'm sure he looks very humble. If you are on his communist socialist side, no doubt he looks very humble. Because to these folks, it's humble for our president alleged to be agreeing with all of our enemies and justifying all of their false accusations against us. But you see, if you happen to be on the American side of Obama, well, he's the most arrogant, prideful man to whom our nation has ever given the keys of the Oval Office. He goes around the world accusing America of torturing terrorists. Unbelievable. Explains the opposition to him in Pennsylvania, remember this, as coming from voters who are, quote, clinging to God and guns, end quote. He calls the Democrats who have questions about his health care plan as an opinionated bunch who are thinking for themselves, and says something that he appreciates and respects. But the Republicans, he says, tend to, quote, do what they are told, end quote. You know, as he says this gesture, he does a little thing like a robot. He tells those who oppose his agenda that he does not want to hear from them. He essentially told Americans who oppose his economic programs, basically to sit down and shut up. At the same time, he's falling all over himself to send the message to tyrants, thugs, dictators, and fellows who would be king and emperors and so on, you know, that he's all ready to bow and scrape, and one wonders why he does not go ahead and kowtow to the Chinese. Oh, wait, I think he has, and that is Obamatics, the new politics. Insult your friends, despise your own countrymen, and go out of your way to avoid offending those who despise our liberty. It's like a double whammy, you know. He insults us, slaps us in the face, while at the same time bowing and scraping to those who despise our liberties. Of course, some lib feel think character out there surely is going to say, you consider Japan our enemy? No, as a matter of fact, I do not. But guess what? Now listen, Obama thinks they ought to be. And I'm not saying he thinks we should regard them as enemies. No, what I'm saying is that in the Obama mindset, he expects that Japan does consider us their enemy and should regard us as an enemy because, after all, we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and we put Americans who were of Japanese ancestry in detention camps during the war. So, in the way Obama thinks, we need to go over to Japan and apologize and show diffidence and crawl at their feet asking to be forgiven. You have to understand a guy like Obama. It's easy for him to bow and scrape as a representative of America because he's bowing and scraping America. He's humbling America. He despises America. And the thing you need to understand about this is that Obama is putting America down at the feet of these people because he reads history differently than you do. His read is that America was arrogant to drop those bombs, and so the people who are the children of the children of those who did it ought to pay. You are going to wake up and discover what I'm saying is right on target with this character. You will wake up when the economy collapses and some Allahu Akbar screaming Arab nukes us and China flexes and Russia roars and Obama surrenders our national sovereignty to the Saudi king and imposes Sharia law on us. Or you will wake up before this happens and stop him by sending real America-loving patriots up there to Washington. Men and women who will not be self-serving political hacks of the sort that now make up both sides of the aisle over there. But real patriots who will stop this business of career politicians seating themselves in positions of power where, over years and years, their roots go deeper and deeper and they get more and more corrupt. Man, we got to break that with term limits throughout the system. I mean, the executive and the legislative ought to have term limits. No more career politicians. In fact, the entire bureaucracy of Washington ought to be rotated out in a staggered system, putting fresh leadership in there regularly. And absolutely no one should be allowed to become president who will not prove he is constitutionally qualified to hold the office. Well, anyway, it's time for a short break. Give me a call at 1-888-770-8000, and you can say lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. That number again, 1-888-770-8000. Or you can go to our website at santamarialighthouse.org. Click the Contact Us button on the menu bar at top. Follow the instructions there, and you'll get a message to me.
Is going to church for you like walking on a treadmill? You keep going and going and getting nowhere? Have you and your family really grown closer to the Lord Jesus? Are you being challenged to grow in His grace? Or are you allowed to hide your lack of spiritual growth under the cover of so-called grace? Come to the church that makes a difference. Lighthouse Baptist Church, guiding families through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information. See our ad in the Coastal Pages directory.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach with a 15-second brain massage on Bible prophecy. Early Protestants identified the papacy with the Antichrist and the religious system of Rome with the great whore of Revelation 17. I guess they failed to notice that the whore rides the beast and the true Antichrist destroys her.
Sundays from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Lighthouse, popular talk show host, college professor, and pastor Jerry Scheidbach will be offering a personal hands-on brain massage on Bible prophecy. All are welcome. Call 805-347-9887 for more information.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur, spokesperson for God, Captain America, sidekick, Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Let us complete your brain massage for today. Talking about the famous Obama, deep, low, head down, the Obama bow, in which he is placing America under the feet of foreign heads of state. It's totally inappropriate, something we do not require of any visiting head of state to this country. You understand that, don't you? We never require anybody to bow to our president or to bow to our flag. They're not even expected to salute the flag when they visit us. You see, Americans don't believe in bowing to any man. We don't do the bowing thing. We don't have anybody bowing to us, and we don't bow to anyone. Now, who's the arrogant ones here? Think about this. The countries that have traditions that require people to bow down to their leaders, or a nation that says no man is expected to bow to another man because we believe all men are created equal. Don't you get it? Our refusal to bow is the demonstration of humility, a regard for the Creator who made all men equal. Our refusal to bow is intrinsically connected to our belief that all men are created equal. No president bows to any dignitary of any other country because it is well known throughout the world that we believe all men are created equal. And we used to have a thing about this bowing to a king business. And we decided that was a bunch of hooey a long time ago. Remember, we sent that message to King George back in, 1776? When we said all men are created equal? Well, anyway, the president-elect is called a humble realist because he goes all over the world apologizing for America. He is the apologizer-in-chief. I think Rush came up with that one. Good job. While he goes about bowing to Japan's emperor and Saudi's king, ostensibly to honor their traditions, however, he insults our allies by scorning their traditions, scorns our American traditions here at home, caught a couple of times refusing to salute the American flag, saying he refused to wear the traditional flag pin on his lapel because he thought it offensive to wear his patriotism on his sleeve. Excuse me? Now, you might think this flag pin on the lapel thing is trite, but do you want to know what makes it not trite? How about the fact that he was advised that it is something expected of candidates, and yet he refused to oblige this common expectation of patriotic tradition, but he goes around the world flaunting in our faces an obsequious sycophancy to the traditions of other nations. Traditions which, not surprisingly, are insulting to the deeply entrenched sensibilities of the American psyche, man. We don't do the bowing down to king thing. Got that, Obambi? I mean, this is getting disgusting. We believe all men are created equal. Remember that one? And that no man bows to any other man. What's wrong with you, America? Have you totally lost who you are? Cannot you see that this is an illustration of the fact that as we leave our heritage, we become more and more vulnerable to going back into the bondage of a monarchy, the sort of attitude that we broke away from in the Revolutionary War. Man, we don't bow to any man. And how dare this president go about bowing this nation to emperors and kings? We don't acknowledge the legitimacy of any earthly king, so-called, or so-called emperor. Now, this is so much larger than you realize. It represents a dramatic and fundamental shift in the paradigm of what it means to be American and what America used to mean to the world. This man is assaulting the American paradigm and attempting to bring it crashing to the ground. And maybe it's because he's a closet Muslim working in concert with Osama bin Laden's crowd in service to the crown of the family of Saud, to whom he bowed. Or maybe it is because he is corrupted by a lust for power and controlled by a craving for acceptance. And the fella actually believes this is the way to get it, you know. Like that character the Bible predicts will come along, who will gain political power in the world through flatteries and obsequious promises of peace. Or maybe it's because he is simply so simple-minded. He actually does not realize he is swimming in a sea of hungry sharks, and he is leaking the blood that signals meat is ready. The blood of weakness can be smelled by tyrant sharks from the other side of the world. Whatever the reason, the president alleged is pulling with those who want to pull us out from under God and back into the dark ages of a caste system where the elites take care of the plebeians, and the plebeians are dependent upon the handout of the elites. And the outrage is that he's actually buying your liberties away from you and using your own money to do it. I mean, the fools in America are selling out their liberties to get a place at the public trough and don't even realize they are ultimately paying the tab. The pigs are getting fatted for the slaughter. Or maybe you are like a certain king I read about in the Bible lately. A fellow who was told that because of his foolishness, his nation was going to be thrown into the power of Babylon, modern-day Iraq. You know what he said? He said, well, at least it won't happen during my lifetime. Excuse me? Is that what some of you were saying? Now, you're not stupid. It is obvious to anyone with a brain that a $12 trillion deficit and growing is going to break our economy. But you figure it probably won't happen during your lifetime, and all the other piggies are crowding the trough, and if I don't hurry and get in, I'll miss out on my share of the slop. Nevertheless, no matter how disgusted we are, and indeed we have plenty of reason to be disgusted with that crowd running our country today, we must not tolerate lies and distortions and deceitful reports to go unchecked and unrebuked on our side. Now let me give you an example. I recently received an email forwarded to me of a picture of Obama standing on a platform with Navy, Air Force, and Army officers and another gentleman in civilian attire, whom I cannot identify. But anyway, there the president-elect stands with his hands folded before him while everyone else on the platform is saluting. Now, the email suggests that there's Obama standing there not saluting the American flag again or not saluting when the national anthem is being played. However, upon some little bit of investigation, it is discovered that Obama had just been introduced and the band was playing Hail to the Chief. And in other words, the president's song was being played and those on the platform follow the protocol required of soldiers in uniform. That instructs them when that song is played, they are obliged to salute. Now, the president is not expected to salute himself. Hello. The other gentleman in civilian attire exercised his privilege to opt for saluting with his hand over his heart or to decline from doing so. And by the way, civilians are not obligated to salute the president when Hail to the Chief is played. They're not obligated even to rise at the song Hail to the Chief if they don't choose to, although it is generally regarded as appropriate. It is perfectly acceptable for a civilian to refrain from these gestures, partly because we in this country have a tradition of jealously guarding against the idea of man worship around here. We don't do the bowing to our leaders thing, hey? Anyway, the point is that during the campaign, Obama began realizing that the reaction he was receiving from all over the world was, well, bigger than him. That it was not about him as an individual, but as a symbol. He said, quote, I have become a symbol of the possibility of America returning to our best traditions, end quote. Well, no, you missed it. You have become a symbol of the hope of socialist, fascist, and tin-horn dictators and nations who do the king and emperor thing, that America will leave her best traditions and surrender to their traditions, much to the deep disappointment of the millions in this earth who have looked to America for a hope that one day they can rise up and stand as equals among all men. Now, I refuse to give a nod to any nation that bows to kings and emperors. Don't you understand what I'm saying? Now, listen, folks. Americans, by God's grace, have not had to bow to any blasted king or grovel at the feet of any blasted emperor since the American Revolution. This man is doing something so fundamentally contrary to what this nation is about and the spirit of this country. This bowing business is merely a symbol of what Obama is doing with his policies, economic, military, foreign, you name it. Throughout, he is reshaping America into the image of European snobbery and arrogance. He's bowing this country down to the level of those other countries, God help us. You know where humility by these aristocratic snobs is worn like a cloak to hide a disdainful snob, looking down his superior nose at the plebes below his feet, groveling for some morsel of acknowledgement or recognition from the superior ones. I mean, these guys pride themselves on how humble they are to condescend to the lowest state of plebes. It's a spirit and attitude Americans have traditionally despised and rejected. But Obama represents a wind change. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bow to kings and emperors. Do you understand that is what this means? Now we bow to emperors and kings. We didn't used to do that. But now Obama, in a symbolic gesture, has signaled to the world that we have turned away from the core principle of our revolution, that all men are created equal. Under Obama, some are more equal than others, I guess. In the Obama world, some men are kings with subservience, with servants who must bow to them and honor their superiority. We don't believe in that, do we? That's not humble realism. That is the fantasy of the arrogant. Obama's not a humble realist. The man is an arrogant elitist. I've lit the lights in the belfry arch that signal the enemy's on the march. Get these shows into as many hands as you can. And now it's time to check in. Call in and let me know you see the lights are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. The number is 1-888-770-8000 and say lights on if you agree with me and lights off if you disagree. Also, you can reach me by email. Go to our website. It's getting close to completion all the time. In any event, it's ready for you now to click on the Contact Us button in the menu bar on top under the lighthouse, and it'll take you to a page where you have to scroll down a little bit and so on, but you'll see a place where you can register your response, lights on or lights off, and then write me a note, write me a letter if you want. And that website address is santamarialighthouse.org. Santa Maria Lighthouse, all one word, lowercase, you know the trail, .org. Or give me a call at 1-888-770-8000. God bless you, God save America, and I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheibach with your one-minute brain massage. Libs think God is a socialist, a communist. They quote the book of Acts where it says the early believers did not regard their possessions as their own, but had all things common. There is one very critical difference. They did it willingly. Peter made this point very clear. In Acts, we read about a couple who sold a property and pretended to give all the proceeds to the church when they only gave half. Puzzled about why they lied, Peter revealed God's mind on the subject. Quote, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? End quote. I guess God is not a socialist after all. Maybe that's why the communists don't like
it. Some more. Your brain masseur offers 2 weekend brain massage shows. Tune in for a complete brain massage experience Saturdays at 7:30 and a whole new show on Sundays at 7 a.m.
Is going to church for you like walking on a treadmill? You keep going and going and getting nowhere? Have you and your family really grown closer to the Lord Jesus? Are you being challenged to grow in His grace? Or are you allowed to hide your lack of spiritual growth under the cover of so-called grace? Come to the church that makes a difference. Lighthouse Baptist Church, guiding families through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information.